Hello there, welcome back to my podcast. Today, I will be sharing my thoughts on how to structure your resume. So let's get started. We all understand and agree no two resumes will look exactly the same. While making a resume, one should keep the following aspects in mind. One, header and contact information. At the top of your resume, always include a header containing your name and your contact information. This is your mobile number, personal email address, and sometimes links to your personal websites or social handles. At the end, you don't want to make it difficult for recruiters or hiring managers to reach out to you. Two, professional summary. The professional summary is a brief 1 to 3 sentence section featured prominently on a resume that describes who you are, what you do, and why you are perfect for the job. Professional summaries aren't about what you want. Instead, they're focused on the value you could bring to potential employer. Note that it's not mandatory to have a professional summary, but can be a nice way to give time-pressed recruiters and hiring managers a quick, high-level overview of why you are the right person for the job. Three, skills. Now, the skills section has become more and more important as recruiters and hiring managers are increasingly looking for candidates with specialized backgrounds. So it's best to clearly list them rather than having it mentioned all over the resume. If they see it right away that you have the ability to get the job done, they are much more likely to take your resume seriously. So do give some thought around this. Four, work experience. This is another important section of a resume where you detail your work history in a consistent and compelling format. The work experience section should include company names, locations, employment dates, roles and titles you held, and most importantly, bullet points containing the data points that detail the relevant accomplishment of each position. This portion is essential for recruiters and hiring managers who look to absorb information about your career experiences and connect your skills to what they are looking for in a potential hire. Five, educations. Since many jobs require a certain level of education, so it's important to mention your academic credentials on your resume. However, this section shouldn't take up too much space. In most cases, simply listing where you went to school, when you attended, and what degree you attended will be sufficient. So focus on the name of the school, college, university, and the passing year. Six, additional experience. This could be an optional. This is a catch-all section at the tail end of your resume that allows you to highlight volunteer experience, awards, and hobbies. Again, it shouldn't be too long, but it can be a good way to provide a more well-rounded picture of who you are. I'm sure these gateways will help you during your corporate journey. And my next podcast is on, should you include hobbies in your resume? So happy listening, learning, and developing yourself. To learn more, follow our Classroom to Boardroom series. You could also follow us on socials. This is Interview Cracker for you on Insta. This is Ashwini Dasgupta, your personal development and NLP trainer, signing off.